Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, with a preaching I'm calling Questions About Heaven. The gospel today is from Matthew, and you have to know it continues on where a rich young man just came to Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus tells him, "Well, sell what you got, give it to the poor, and follow me." And the man goes away sad because he's got a lot of stuff. So Jesus then says this to him, his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, Who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." The reading goes on, but I'm going to stop it there for a moment because it's a silly question. Who can be saved? Well, I mean, if they're rich, they get everything. Everything is easy for them. If they can't be saved, who can be saved? Yeah, even the rich can't buy their way into heaven. 'Tis impossible to get there for any of us. Ah, but then, there's nothing impossible for God. You just have to accept that gift of heaven. That's it. Anyway, the gospel goes on. Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" You see what a silly question that one is. Well, what about us? So Jesus says to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." That's where this ends. And again, 'tis a silly question, right? But Jesus has a good answer. Don't worry, you'll have 100 times anything you gave up here. Heaven has so many blessings. Everyone will have enough. No matter what you gave up here, you will have 100-fold in heaven. So don't worry about it. What's a better thing to worry about? Are you going to get to heaven? That's a good thing to ask. And then, will the people that you love be in heaven? That's a good question to think about. And then, are there people that you don't care whether they're in heaven or not? And what does that say about how much you love people? That's a good question to think about as well. Maybe ponder these questions today. God bless.